Alla ni som vill på kan vi alla kuras.
I'm sorry, Yichvod Rebbe, sorry to interrupt. So, Rebbe let us know a few weeks ago that today happens to be his Hebrew birthday. So, on that note, we just wanted to wish Rebbe a very happy birthday. May of Esrin. And thank him for, you know, teaching us Torah.
They gave us two cutters. I don't know why we need two cutters. Is anyone good at cutting cake?
My wife is good at cutting.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll leave these. I'm good at playing guitar.
No, I'll have anything. We are the Lord, we are the Lord, we are the Lord, we are the
I'm not going to be able to do it. Thank you.
For many years to have a mesiba in this very room on Hanukkah, and I was always zochet to my wife be here and one of the kids, and we always have Mrs. Chaya Gordin, who was a librarian in the fifth floor of the library for many, many years. I can't even know how many years they are, but Baruch Hashem, you can still see in the Sfarim that every sefer, it has the in English the title and the author of the sefer, and you can tell that that's her handwriting.
Okay.
So, and we also have the cover this year to have Jonas and Shippel with us, and I'm going to save my remarks after to introduce him after I we learn a little bit of the packet. We're not going to do the whole packet because it'll be a little bit long, and we usually keep the mesiba to around an hour, so it's. Quality hour, and I'd like to thank everyone for coming, and bring Machen and the and Gershon and Ari for all the and all the other Talmidim who are involved in the all the preparations, and it's a big schus to be here together on Hanukkah to have a mesiba together. So we're all familiar with the Gemara in Shabbos and Chaf Aleph from the Beis about. Mitzvah Chanukah Ner Yishu Beiso, that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is one candle for the whole household. That's the Iker Mitzvah. And then Hamahadrin, the Mahadrin do Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad, a Ner for every person in the household, not just one candle, but if there are five people in the household, five candles. And the Mahadrin Mana Mahadrin is Mosifim V'Holach, etc. And there's a lot of discussion in Halacha. We discussed already. We're not here to go through everything in that idea. But the B'nai Yisachar has a fascinating insight into this Gemara in a different way other than the idea of the actual lighting. Says the B'nai Yisachar on page 2, Od avar mashetiknu b'mitzvah ha'azu mahadrin. Hagam shal pidin yotzim ne'er yishu beiso. In kol zeh tiknu mahadrin u'mahadrin mena mahadrin. Mosifim holkim romzu gam kein malas ha'torah. We know that the ne'er mitzvah Torah or, that the menorah represents Torah, harotza sheyachkim yadrim, right, simenachm. The Norah's Bedorom, so you want to get Chochmah, you face south. So the Neiris Chanukah, the Neiris Menorah, are the Chochmah's HaTorah. Umalas Chochmah's HaTorah, Chol Shari HaChochmah's, Ne Kol Chochmah Sheshomea Adam Ezen Muskol, Me Chochmah Echad. The other Chochmah's, you hear something, you hear an idea, Nitbas Adov Rusichlo Shuv Eimen Atzorach Lo Lachzor Leah. You hear the idea and that's it. Masha enkin divrei Torah. Im shoma eza seichel mirabo. If you hear something, a dvar Torah, a dvar halacha from your Rebbe, im yachzer hu alimudo b'mofiv yitosef ba'or v'izbonin b'sichlo od eza muskol nolad me'aseichel arishin shishama mirabo. In other words, every time you review, and that's apropos now that we're doing Chazara. Every time that you're Mahadrin, and the Lashon Mahadrin, Hadar and Alach, Hadar, review, Chazar, Choser, you're going to be mosif more insight. More insight. Because there's the original thing that you learned, and then every time you review it and you think about it, you're going to be mosif more and more. The Chaim Chol Pam Shechoser Limudo Yitosef B'Sichlo Or Chodesh. Ki Divrei Torah Chayos Heinu Molidos B'chol Pam Osios Utonim Chadoshim. Every time, as you're learning a certain Masechta, you're going to go back, you're going to understand it more and more and more. So that's what he says his Merumas over here. Really, Yotzei B'Ner Yishu Beso, the second page. One Ner for everyone. That represents Kama Talmidim Shomim Halacha Mirabim, on page 2, or page 3 rather. Many Talmidim hear the same shir. V'yotzim b'zei yidei chovas tarasim. And they hear the shir. And everyone hears the same shir. V'mahadrin ne'er l'chol echad. But haynu k'sheim mahadrin v'chozrim alimudam. In other words, if it's not that you come to the shir, but after the shir, you review it and you think about it and you discuss it, yitosef or l'chol echad b'fnei atzma. Moli kol echad sichlios chadoshim. So then you get new insight. That's ne'er l'chol echad ve'echad. Mahadrin, when you do chazara. So it's not just the same shir. Now everyone has their unique kinyan in the Torah. The ha-mahadrin mena mahadrin. You continue to review and review mosifim v'holchim. Then it's molid more and more and more. And he says, and that's the idea of the Aleph Beis. He says the Aleph Beis is, what's an Aleph? Aleph Lamed Pei. So you have the Os Aleph, and then there's the Lamed Pei. In other words, so it's not just the Os Aleph, it's molid other things. It's molid the Lamed and the Pei. The Beis is the Beis, the Yud, the Tav, Beis. Masha Ein Kain in the ABC, that's it. A is A, it's nothing else. But Aleph is the Aleph and then the Lamed Pei. The Beis, the Yun, and the Tav. Because every time we learn, everything we learn, there's more and there's more that comes out of it. And there's a beautiful idea from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. He explains on the Mishnah Pirkei Avos on page 6. Halomi mechaveiro perek echad o halacha achas o posuk echad. You learn one halacha, one perek, dibur echad, feel osachas, from somebody. tzorach linhol bo kovar. Shekei matzino b'dovid melech Yisrael shalo lomad me achitofel el shnei dvarim bilvad. He only learned from Achitofel two things, and still koro rabo alufo miyudo. He called him my Rebbe, my master, etc. So he says, "Avalo dvarim kal vachomer." Ma David Melech Yisrael shelo lomad me'achitofel el shnei dvarim bilvad koro rabo alufo miyudo. Halo mid mechaveru perik echad o halacha achas o pasuk echad o dibor echad afil osa achas al achas kama v'chama tzorach linhog bo kovar. So the Toldos Yaakov Yosef writes in the Paras Yosef, in the Ben Paras Yosef on page 9, he says like this. Kosha, my Omar based Dvarim Bilvad, oh Kosha, he says like this. Perish Odom Lomed Meirav Hogun, Hatorahi Parav Arab. If a person learns from a Rav Hogun, a proper Rebbe, so then it's not only what you learn. But if you learn one halacha, there's so much more. Because once you're going to learn it, you're going to think about it, and then that's going to mold in other ideas and other connections, and it's going to not just be that one halacha. It's going to be many things. Etzlo kanoda, ukshalomet me rasha, but if you learn from a rasha, as eno para v'rabu, then it's only what you learn, but nothing more. El kipshuto. So he says, "Kamo shalomim uze omar madov shalomim mechitofel el shnei devarim bilvad dehayarasha velo parav araba." So when he learned from Achitofel, it was only those two things because it wasn't parav araba. Because it didn't have that school of satorah. That the school of satorah is parav araba. It multiplies. Rachnisha beis devarim bilvad kamo shalomim menom kara rabo miyudo. So kal vachomer. When you learn from tzaddikim, or you, as a Torah par v'rabba, alachas v'kama v'kama, shetzorach l'nhog bo kovod. So anything that you learn, even if it's one thing, it's not just one thing. It continues, it multiplies, and multiplies, and multiplies. And that's the notion of Torah's par v'rabba. And that's what the Gemara says in Erevin on page 15. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Ma'ay Dechsiv Notzer Te'ena Yochal Pirya, Lama Nimshulu Divrei Torah Ki Te'ena, Ma Te'ena, Kol Zman She'odah Memashvesh Bo Motzer Bo Te'enim, Av Divrei Torah, Kol Zman She'odah Hogeh Bo Motzer Bo Ham Tam. And then he goes on, to Divrei Torah's Nimshulu, like the milk of the mother, so every time, the child has the milk. But he sees more taste. So Torah is like that as well. So that's the idea of Bosai. The Torah, Chanukah is that idea of menorah, of Torah. But it's not just that. It's the idea that once you get the Torah, it's not like, you know, sometimes people, you know, they go and they just write it down. They're in a shiur, like a college class, and they write it down. And it's not part of a rabbah. It's not part of the point of Torah is a live interaction that you hear the Torah and then you discuss it with your Rebbe and you discuss it with your Chavrusa and then this makes a connection from what you learned last year and the year before, and it's part of a rabbah. New ideas, and it's one beautiful thing, and that's what the brought down that the Prima Godim. In the Mishpat of Zohav, says that we say on page 18, "V'zeidim b'yad oskei sorasecha." V'zeidim b'yad oskei sorasecha. So he writes on page 18, "Al derech brichas haTorah lasok b'divrei Torah," because the famous Taz, which you can see here on page 17, where he says lasok means osik b'pilpul maso matan shel Torah. Asik, I remember Rabbi Braunschweiger once spoke, it's like a business. You're thinking back and forth what to do. It's a whole Asik. You take a note and you write it down. It's a whole interaction. It's a whole live enterprise. And that's how we won in Chanukah. It was Zaydim, not just Loimdei Torah. Be at Oiskei Sorasecha. that when we're learning Torah, when we see the things inside, we keep learning, and it's part of a Rabbah. So it starts off Ner L'chol Echad. Everyone has the same. But then Mahadrin, when you go over it, it's Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad, as the Bnei Yisrael says. Everyone has his own kinyan, his own insight, his own idea. And then Mahadrin, Minam Mahadrin, it's part of a Rabbah, it's Mosif V'Holech. But that's only B'Zeidim B'Yad Oskei Sarasecha. That you keep going, and you keep Osek in the Torah. And it's interesting, there was a new Sefer that just came out on page 21. I'm always intrigued by this person. His name was Rav Moshe Levi. Rav Moshe Levi was a Goyen Olam. He lived in Bnei Brak, and he wrote many Sfarim. He's a Sfarnisha Talmud Chacham, and unfortunately, he died at a very young age in his 40s. And he was Nifter, and many Sfarim that he already printed, and other things that... So they recently wrote a Sefer on Talmud Torah, that based on his ideas, it's called V'Hayreinenu B'Sar Secha. So he has a chapter about Chazara. And he says, Chazara is also like, you're learning, and you want to maintain a Kesher. He says, he gives you a mashal, Shnecha, second paragraph in 21, Shnecha Averim Hayu B'Kishre Yedidus. So two people had a relationship. But then each one parts ways, and they never call each other. So the relationship, Chas V'Shalom, could fizzle out. So he says you have to pick up a phone. Today, they text, they email, whatever. Keep the Kesher. Keep the Kesher with the Chaverim. Keep the Kesher with the piece of Torah that you learned. Keep over again and again and again. And it's interesting that the Shalah HaKadosh writes, and you should know everything the Shalah HaKadosh is mamish, Kodesh Kodashim. You should look on page 22. He writes, Hochach Musa L'chanaka. Yachshav Sh'ikro Niskan L'Hala L'Hodos L'Hashem Yisborach Aki Yevonim Choshu L'Vatel Torah Mitzvahs. So in Kain Hayomim HaKadoshim Ha'elu Ru'im B'Yosel HaSmodos Torah. These days of Chanukah V'HaSmodos HaTorah Ki Salm HaTorah K'neged Kulam. However, Baba Roseinu HaRabim Rova Olam Nogim Bem Bittel Torah. You know how much Bittul Torah Chanukah sometimes causes. Kolchem Acher Hevel. And he says an unbelievable thing. Masher Raboseinu HaKadmon Imposku Yeshiva B'Yomim Ha'im. So why do they give off on Chanukah? And this goes back to Raboseinu HaKadoshim. Osu B'Shvil HaNorim SheYachzru V'Yachzru Al Tula Talmudim Masher Lomdu. It wasn't just to go and Frezech as a room and a room, you know, Drezech a room. It was to give the time to do chazara. To do chazara on what they learned. She is group of fiyam. Because Chanukah is what? Mahadrin. Mahadrin mana mahadrin. Chozibo. Chozibo. Because Torah is not something like other things, you know, you take your college course and you memorize it and you cram and you're up the whole night and then, you forget it. This is something you want to be part of you, l'netzach netzachim. And you want that the Torah you learn this year is going to multiply with the Torah of next year and the Torah of last year, and it's going to get together a parah of a rava again and again and again. And that's the idea of Chanukah. And that's the message of Mahadrin, Mahadrin and Mahadrin. That ever we're holding at the middle of the year, And Baruch Hashem, we did a lot of different sugyas. We didn't finish Kol HaTorah Kula, no, far from it. But, you know, what we did, we did. What we didn't do, we'll still do. But every inyan, chozerba, make a kinyan, to remember it, be part of you, discuss it with your friends, you know, live Torah, not just a notes and a thing that, you know, that you cram for a test, and you just take notes and this. It's a Leibedika Torah. It's a Torah that's par of a Rava. It's every Ois is par of a Rava. The Aleph is the Lamed Pei. Every Ois in the Torah is par of a Rava. And that's, Rebosai, is the goal that Bezer Hashem, we should be koine during Chanukah. And even if sometimes during Chanukah it's not so doable, but this at least should be the message that we're implanted in Chanukah. Okay.
men. Should I
record the... You should, because we'd love to have you on the...
It'd be far around the world, it's recording.
You sure? Okay, because I don't want to insult you. That's what I'm talking about. You sure? Okay, Bruce.